All right. Welcome everybody to August Summit. See, I started it and somebody jumped on in. We're going to have to give Ashton and Kate a hard time. Welcome everybody to August Summit monthly call. Welcome, welcome. Ashton and Kate, welcome. Good to see you guys here. All right. Well, we're gonna jump on in with some cool news that we got coming out and share with y'all. So this past Tuesday, if you guys didn't see, we came out with our newest ebook. Karen already made mention of it, had been writing about it, had some great questions. So the book is called Six Pillars of Intimacy, and you can get it at sixpillarsofintimacy.com. It's cool. It's something that we've been working on for a long time. In terms of our first book, Stripped Down, was around the six forms of intimacy, and it's sort of crazy that we brought something up so many years ago when we were first getting started, and to come a decade later and to see this all come to fruition.
That sounds so long when you say a decade.
It is.
It's been a decade of
but
learning.
Let's share about it, because Karen had some questions about it. So let's answer those. And for those of you who haven't gotten it, like I said, you can just go to Six Pillars of Intimacy. Go grab it. We actually, on the backside of that, we actually have put together a full assessment that we've been working on, because that's part of where we've noticed a lot of couples are like, oh, we see these intimacies, but how do we put them in place and where are we when we look at them? So I'm going to let Elisa do the next part here.
Yeah. So when we first launched One Extraordinary Marriage and wrote Stripped Down back in 2010, which really does seem like a gazillion years ago, when we talked about the six intimacies, there was the emotional, the physical, financial, recreational, spiritual, and number six was intellectual. And so we've spent the last 10 years really looking at how those intimacies interact in marriage. We've spent obviously a lot of time talking about the sexual intimacy, yep, and the emotional intimacy, physical education, or emotional. And you know, one of the things that we started to notice over the last probably year or two is that as we were working with couples, as we were doing different coaching programs, conferences, things like that, that there really was this place where the physical intimacy was physical and sexual. And you would hear it on shows where we'd kind of be like, okay, physical intimacy, but we're talking about how the two of you relate sexually. Mm-hmm. And we also found that we weren't talking so much about the intellectual intimacy, because whether you've joined us for a challenge or you've seen different aspects of books and programs, you'd notice that the intellectual intimacy, you know, that exchange of ideas, talking about dreams and whatever intimacy we're talking about, intellectual kind of overlaid all of the other five.
And also, intellectual was the hardest one for couples to understand. It was something that we really thought of back when we started Stripped Down. But over the years, I think there was even a point where I was just like, why do we have six? Because every time we mention intellectual, everybody's sort of like glazed over. Mm-hmm. And so there came a point in time where we wouldn't even mention it at all, even though it was in Stripped Down, but it was just not something people connected with. And then, like Elisa said, splitting up the sexual and the physical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So over the last 4 or 5 months, we've really been saying, okay, you know what? One is a decade old. We're 10 years old. We're double digits. Which any of you that have littles that haven't gotten to double digits yet, I will tell you it's a significant birthday. And in looking at this and saying, okay, where is One Extraordinary Marriage going?
Yeah.
Right? What are we providing for the couples that call the one family family? And we realized that we needed to do some overhaul around the intimacies. And you know, that's where we said, all right, you know what, we're gonna split the physical, and we're gonna have physical and sexual, because those really, we see it so often in emails, whether people will be like, you know, we're best friends, we hug and we kiss and do that kind of thing, but sex isn't happening, right? And we're like, oh.
And it came up a lot in the kissing series, which a lot of you really loved, because you said it was such a cool way and challenged you in your marriage to do something that maybe was just sort of like, a quick peck and we're moving on. And for others of you, it was really like, wow, this is something we do. But that's strictly physical. And so we looked at that and just were like, it's so important, because all of us have talked about it. I mean, I even said what was it last week? You know, what do you do to stay cool? Mm-hmm. Right. During those summer nights. And so many of you were just like sleep naked, but we're still touching, we're cuddling. It's all those aspects that happen that don't lead to the sexual intimacy that many of us desire.
Right.
Like I still desire when I'm just driving. If Elisa realizes in her brain, like hits her hand and goes, oh, hey, like I got to put my hand on his knee and touch him. It's so awesome. So for those of you coming in, welcome. We're talking about our new ebook, Six Pillars of Intimacy.
So lo and behold, last week we launched the Six Pillars of Intimacy.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
This 2 days ago.
We recorded the show, the six Pillars of Intimacy last week. So in my mind, we started this last week. It came out on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And with that, there will be some shifts happening in one. I mean, obviously we're still talking about sexual intimacy. That's not going to go away, but you will hear part of what we're doing with these six pillars, and you may have heard it if you listened to Tuesday's show, is, you know, when you think about the walls of a house, right, they all have to be level. They all have to be standing upright. You know, if one's leaning, that type of thing. And we started looking at the intimacies really from that holistic approach, that if you have an intimacy that's really low, mm-hmm. your roof, your marriage is going to feel like it's off to the side. And so the six pillars are really the supports.
Yeah.
For a couple, and we're coming alongside couples now as we head into this, you know, next 10 years, going, how can we as a team equip couples to have all six of the intimacies? Mm-hmm. So now it's emotional, physical, sexual, financial,
spiritual,
and recreational.
Yep.
How can we help couples have the tools and strategies they need to lift those all up so that literally we're raising the roof? If I can be so punny.
Was that 80s or 90s?
I don't know. We're raising the roof on our goodness, marriages. And y'all can have a little laugh.
Yeah. Everybody do it. Look at this. Nice, Karen.
And if they don't Tracy. Know, they're just making fun of me. Don't, so it's all good. You. I'm confident myself. Mm-hmm. But we're really excited about these six pillars of intimacy. And I've seen it even with my coaching clients where this concept of, you know, evaluating where they are and being able to understand the six in greater depth is actually starting to create a huge shift in marriages. And so we're really excited as a team at what's going to happen as we continue to build out. Cool. And
it's just amazing what happens, you know, and being in community with you guys, these things happen and it's cool to see and experience with you guys. I mean, I thought it was great. Like Karen, when you were all of a sudden just out, you know, I think it was pretty much Tuesday, you'd listen to the episode and all of a sudden you just went right back to strip down. You're like, whoa, what's going on here? So it's really cool to see that. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting for us because we've had, and everything we've done in 10 years, I mean, this is one of the first things that we've put out in an ebook form. And it's short, you guys. I mean, this is like one of the things we've learned over the years is we could have sat around for 9 months, a year and try to write the whole book. I think Strip Down took us close to a year.
Strip Down was like having a baby.
By the time it was done. And where we were with this one was like, you know what? We're just going to get the ideas out there so you can start seeing them. And for us too, I mean, we've been doing it long enough, but at the same time, it helps to hear the feedback. So thank you, Karen, for that. How many of you picked it up? How many of you seen the book? Two. Okay. All right. So for the rest of you, just go grab. I'll put it in chat so you can just go right there from there. And then, like I said, it's a quick read.
We are working, just so y'all know, we are working on the full version.
Oh, the full version will come out. It's one of those things that we want to get these in your hands so you can start seeing them and going, okay. And you'll start hearing it in like Elisa said, we love sharing this with you guys. Nobody ever hears it other than you guys. Really about, you know, the show is going to hone in more on these different intimacies. You know, we're really going to be able to hone in and like when we're talking about a kissing series or something, or we're talking about kissing, well, that's really in your physical intimacy. So you can then in yourself go, okay, that's where we're at and where are we and how are we doing in this one area of that?
And a big part of it too, is that it allows having this, more structured language around the intimacies will actually allow us to be able to share with folks how the intimacies are interrelated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So like you mentioned the kissing series and having that kissing aspect of your marriage, it isn't just the physical intimacy of the kissing. It is the emotional intimacy, right? It's the recreational intimacy of how you romance each other. It could lead to sexual intimacy. So right now, like just in that one series, we could be talking about four different intimacies, mm-hmm. and really kind of bringing this around to go, okay, if something isn't happening in your marriage, or if there's a disconnect, it might not just be that the physical intimacy mm-hmm. is where the problem is. You might have to take a look at, you know, three or four other intimacies. And so we're going to be
addressing
that going forward and building out as the programs build and, mm-hmm. and conferences build and that type of thing, really building around all that. So we're super excited.
Praying that we all get out of this stuff and we can start doing Six Pillars of Intimacy Conference and really mm-hmm. diving into those sort of things. So if anybody has any questions, please ask. I know we just sort of threw that on you and many of you haven't picked up the book yet. But if you guys know us, you know, we've talked about these areas. So if there's something that comes up while we're talking, even here today, just chime in. It's totally cool. We'd love to chat with you on that. Another exciting thing, Cameron, where is Cameron? There he is. Cameron is working on an actual Position of the Month Club app. So that is really cool. So everybody give him a big thank you and thumbs up. Because that would not come out of me. That's, you know, somebody who understands that sort of stuff.
We find people that are much better at all of these things than we
are. So he's working on that. Cameron, if you want to jump on and maybe even just share where you're at. I know you can hear me. But you want to share?
Yeah, I can give a quick update. Well, first of all, I've been really busy at work at the church. We're actually rolling out stuff and going to roll out a new app there, hopefully by the end of the year. But so kind of starting point with it, kind of idea was just essentially I'm starting with like the last, I think, 30-day challenge. I'm starting with those positions and just going to kind of start listing, giving the descriptions, able to swipe through, kind of get a quick view of them, and just kind of use that as a starting point to then allow account set up, account login, stuff like that. But I've got a subset of those set up, testing and stuff like that. Making some pretty good progress, just really starting out with the positions just because I noticed a hole and talked to Tony and that kind of grew from there of an app that married couples can use without feeling guilty to look at positions and stuff. So I think it'll be good.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Cameron. And so as it starts coming out, you guys, and we start rolling it out, do know Cameron will keep us posted on how to get to it and how you guys can get to it and what's going to happen there. So realize with something of technology, especially something like this, there may be issues. Just going to let you know. And we'll just keep Cameron on his toes and allow him to share, you know, how we're going to be able to access it and what that will look like. So just know that as we get that. But we're excited for it because then we'll be able to update the position post in it. Mm-hmm. And all of the positions will be there. Those pieces will be there, if I'm correct, Cameron, but don't hold me to it because.
I think initially starting with positions and then just kind of, once we get it live, then we can kind of work on a roadmap on where to go from there.
Mm-hmm. Cool. There you awesome. Go. So like feedback once it comes up, or once it comes out and you guys start seeing if things are working great, give them a thumbs up, let them know if something's not working, just let us know so we can see what's going on and hopefully it just runs smooth.
Yeah. If things are working, then you cheer on and you give the encouragement to Cameron. If things aren't working, let us know and we'll get it to Cameron, right? It's all about how positive and negative information flows.
Yeah.
And just remember, like with everything, you know, a whole lot of grace as things come out, because whether it's Zoom not working or recording not working or whatever it is, grace matters whether you're dealing in business or marriage.
Yeah. So position post, hopefully you guys loved August. Get ready for September. Hired another new designer and this guy has blown it out of the park. Like it actually looks like a real magazine now.
I'm super
excited for you guys to see it. So that will be coming out in 5 days, 27.
Oh my!
4 days. Yeah. You'll see it in 4 days. So that, what is that? Saturday, Monday. Dude, Tuesday is the first. So you guys, I don't know what day it is anymore.
It's COVID counting, COVID math, COVID month.
So that's going to be coming out, I think, featured.
Brad and Brenda.
Yeah.
Brad and Brenda Long are the featured couple.
Yeah. So they'll be featured in it, but it's really cool. And if you're looking to be part of it, don't hesitate to add yourselves to that list you have, right?
Yeah. Featured couple. There's a link in the.
Where?
I'll put a fresh link. I'll put a fresh link.
Okay. If you want to be part of it, we'd love to hear your story. It's really cool. If you guys have read it, if you guys have ever read it, it's just about your story, and we want to hear, and we want to celebrate you guys. So love to have it. But wait till you see it come out on Tuesday. We're super excited.
They're gonna be blown away.
Yeah, it's interesting to have somebody who's had 20-year magazine design experience come on board and look at it from a completely different perspective other than mine and Elisa's. So it's going to be awesome.
We're really good at the podcast. We just find people that are better than us, kind of like Cameron with the app, to do all these other pieces. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so exciting about the future of One is that as we're growing and the ability to reach more people is that we have the ability to really fine tune a lot of these offerings for folks.
And the deliverable, you know what I mean? What you get to experience is going to be so much more like a magazine, which is what I always envisioned and dreamed of when we first started. It's just taken some time.
With our three-page.
Yeah. Who's here that's from the original? Ashton, right? Ashton and Kate, you guys were your founders. So you remember the day.
So you've seen a lot of iterations.
The three. We're like, here it is. Yeah.
Is that a baby bottle that I see?
Yeah. I think that's when Ashton and Kate only had like two kids.
No.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. No, they had more than two.
No, she's nodding her head. But
3 years ago is when we started. Right. They had more than two kids. The twins are the youngest. They've got three older kids.
All right.
They had three then, not two.
our middle is just now three, so okay. I think we.
I was right.
Okay. She was pregnant. She had three. I win.
I need to stick with my gut. At times, I just need to tell my wife, no, I'm right.
But look, if I touch him, it's all better.
It's all right. So, all right. What do you guys got? Share something good that's happening with you guys.
Yes.
We got our stuff out.
August wins. Longer. And you have to mute yourself, though.
Yeah. You can raise your hand or just unmute yourself.
Ashley's got her Red Sox shirt on, so she's waiting for baseball, unless they're playing tonight.
Cameron, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I can kind of start an August win for us. So I guess last month, we really hammered down on our financial intimacy, and I can definitely help some of that, give you all just some of the resources. And there's actually an app that we found that works really well for us. I can kind of speak into that some if anybody's interested, but so through that, for years, we've only been married six or seven, so not
in the same year,
but
you've been married a week, man.
Yeah, but financial intimacy has been something we've really struggled with, just because we're polar opposites. I'm definitely the spender. Let's not worry about it. I'll find a way to make it work. And Madeline's the needs the security to fall back on. No, it's there, but. Through just some reading and stuff and some different groups we got in on Facebook, we found a really good kind of middle ground and an app that lets us really track that. And it, kind of like what y'all were saying earlier, it's kind of crazy how all six of the intimacies play together, and how if one's out of whack and you don't even really realize it, whenever it falls back into sync, everything else starts to kind of fall into place.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can you just share the app right here in chat, Cameron?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. And then if anybody wants to jump on and grab it, by all means, go grab. But that's cool. That these are things that we wanna hear about, because if it's working for one of you or some of you, then it's awesome for us to be able to bring up. Mm-hmm. As you know, in the podcast, it's not only our stuff. We love sharing other things that are working. So yeah, if you throw that up in there. Thank you, man. How much debt have you guys gone through so far? Because I think Madeline shared, but I can't remember. I mean, you guys have ripped out a pretty good chunk.
I want to say the past 3 months, we've gotten down, paid down $5,000 worth of debt, I think.
Nice. Wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah, compared to not paying any down over the last 7 years.
Good. Right on, dude.
Fantastic.
And Karen, yeah. Where are you in your with your debt busting? You guys
are close to getting
close.
You have to unmute yourself, though.
Unmute you.
You right? Oh yeah.
There you go.
Probably be like in the next 4 months.
Yes.
Because it kind of snowballed. We got all that stuff paid off, so. Like the last one that's at $4,000, we're basically putting $1,000 a month on it because that was the extra from paying all those other things off. So then after that, we'll probably save it. I think that's what Kim told us to do. Yeah, you should be saving this money. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yes, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Good for you. We gotta throw an online party for you when you do that. Congratulations. Yeah, keep at it. Tom and Kristen, Christine.
Okay.
You guys get off, so jump on.
We celebrated 13 years on Tuesday.
So. Oh, happy anniversary.
Right on. Happy anniversary, you guys. Boom, boom, boom. Right on. What did you guys do to celebrate?
We went out to dinner the night before. We went out to dinner and then met up with some friends and went to Topgolf because we just got one in Omaha, our first one. And it took forever to get the reservation. And so it just worked out. And we went and hung out with friends. So
how was it? How was Topgolf?
It was good. Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a little bit more expensive than I think we were all hoping for it to get because we kind of stayed a little longer with friends.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But it was fun. It was a good time. Awesome. Just plan ahead, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Celebrate those anniversaries.
Yeah.
There was a season I remember Elise and I were, we didn't have good folks around us or encouraging us to do that. So we missed a number of them, you know, so celebrate them because as you guys continue through, I think it's so important to just be able to just go, you know what? Not many people in our society want to celebrate what each of us go through every year and are willing to work through with our spouse, you know, the good times and those tough times. And that really is our time as a couple to really celebrate one another. So congratulations, you guys, for doing that.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Fantastic.
Anybody else? Gosh, we can just look at Ashton's kid.
Looking at me like, yeah. You're not nearly as interesting. He's laughing at you. He's totally laughing at you.
I'm sure he is. That's all right.
There's somebody behind the screen.
Yeah.
But he's cute. Looks like he's laughing at you.
Anyone else want to share?
Ross just realized we haven't shared with this group.
Oh, yes.
Well, you should definitely share with this group.
You should.
We're pregnant again, and it was a challenge baby.
Number three.
Challenge baby.
Boom. Yay.
Exciting. So.
But Ashley, you gotta tell the backstory to you guys having number three though. Well, not the backstory, but the side story going on.
Oh yeah.
Like the parallel story.
Yeah.
With my brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we started, I think I posted in this group because we're in intimacy, you two. So I think that's why I keep saying this group, but we posted in July that my brother had finally started listening to Position of the Month Club. I think some of you guys, we were super excited. And then through that, we actually started like a relationship. My brother and I, we just didn't talk. We didn't have a relationship. So like through the podcast, we actually started talking. And then we challenged them. There was a 5-day challenge starting July 13th. And so we're like, hey, just like, join in the challenge. We'll do it with you. And they had already episode one.
Yep.
And we had said that we were going to do a 30-day challenge. And they're like, yeah, we were kind of thinking 60-day, but that's too much. So we'll do 30 days. So anyway, we joined the challenge together, which was great. And then we ended up getting pregnant, both of us. And we have the same due date as my sister-in-law. So crazy wild and super exciting.
And then me, the low desire. About day 18 to 20.
Yeah.
I said, hey, let's do a 60 day. So we're in the middle of a 60 day as well, like extended the 30 to a 60. Up and downs with it. There's been lots of
track
in our life. With her being pregnant, being more tired, and other things, but we've kept the intimacy, not necessarily sex, but we have tried to define it in certain ways of cuddling naked or something other ways so that we still
have. It's
been
cool that the communication piece, like the vocabulary is like, hey, I'm nauseous. Right. What can we do instead tonight to still be intimate? And we can have those conversations. So
awesome. Good. Love it.
That sounds like a podcast episode. I'm nauseous. What can we still do? Like, just
we probably should do one on that. We have plenty of women who are pregnant who listen, and I bet you they would get a ton out of it. And I'm sure the men would too, because they're like,
she's nauseous.
I'm sure you're nauseous. What do I do now? Like, I'm frustrated here. Jonathan, I saw you. Congratulations, you guys. Thank you.
To your brother and sister-in-law as well. Like, double challenge babies. I'm not sure that's ever. We know plenty of challenge babies, but double challenge babies, that may not have happened yet. One of our challenge babies actually just started kindergarten today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Yeah.
That makes you old. All right, Jonathan, go for it, man.
Okay.
So I feel like this was kind of a win for us. Our middle daughter, this month, my wife and I were kind of complaining about having our counseling appointment this month and how we didn't want to do it. We were doing weekly, and then we did every other week, and now we're just doing monthly. So we're kind of tapering off the counseling. So that's good. But she said that, she's like, I don't care what it costs time-wise or money-wise. I've seen a huge difference in your guys' relationship because of the counseling. And then also I feel a lot of it is because of this group and especially Tony and Elisa and what they do and the conversations that have been started listening to the podcast and that sort of stuff. So, I think that was a big win for us to have our daughter recognize how much better our relationship has been.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's huge.
That's such a win, man. Because sometimes we don't see it. And like you said, you're like, oh, got to go. And yet when we hear that outside voice, and especially from one of our kids who can say, hey, man, I've seen a difference. Don't stop. Man, that has to just be so overwhelmingly awesome.
Well, and so, I just think from a legacy standpoint, right? You guys, because you took action in your marriage, because you were willing to be vulnerable and put yourself out there and get help, you've actually made that safe for your daughters to go, okay, you know what? When we find that we're in a stuck position or when we need extra help, you've broken that.
Open it up.
You've broken that barrier down, mm-hmm. right? Because now they can be like, well, mom and dad did it. Like, what's the big deal?
We can too.
And so that's a generational blessing that you guys are. That's incredible.
Awesome.
So, huge.
Thank you for sharing
Where is Michelle? Is she working?
No, she was shopping, I think.
She had to pick up a daughter from work, and she had to stop and get some groceries at the store while she was out. So
okay. Just checking.
I was hoping she'd make it back, but.
Like, there's an empty seat there. I'm just checking. I'm invisible, Michelle.
All right.
Any other wins?
Anybody else who wants to share?
Oh, Snuggles. We switch babies.
Oh,
no, she got both.
I will real quick. So since being here, we've been able to go on a couple dates. India's still pretty much closed. But the restaurant at the embassy is opened. So because we have childcare, and I feel comfortable enough, like, leaving the kids, we've been able to almost go on a weekly date, like date.
Wow.
Which has been really nice, because in DC we hadn't been on a date since like probably January. So it's been nice to be able to, like, the last 4 weeks to go consistently and to be able to talk without being interrupted. And we've even, like, sometimes challenged ourselves, like, we're not going to talk about our kids on this date.
Good for you.
It's been good.
Yeah. Make sure you pull out your Connect Like You Did book if you need it. You should have it. Right? Position of the Month. Yeah. Do you have that one, Kadia? Do you have Position of the Month up? No. Or not Position?
Connect Like You Did. I think Kyle has it.
Okay, cool. So for those of you who don't know, they're in India. They just moved down to India, 5-6 weeks ago? Has it been 5-6 weeks now?
Mm-hmm. It's been 2 months now.
It's been
8 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it is actually 6 o'clock there now in the morning. So she's getting up and joining us and doing her coffee. Michael and Lisa are just going to show us their picture, which is very nice of them. They're probably hanging out either in Cancun, Florida, or by some lake, and they're just listening. Or the hot tub. So they're probably just listening and don't want us to see anything, but they'll listen in on us. So that's very nice of them.
Way to give them a hard time. Way to give them a hard time.
It's all right. They know I'm going to give them a hard time.
Joe and Matt are getting ready to go camping in another week. Cod.
That's awesome.
That's a huge win. And it'll be a bigger win when there's nobody there. So
yes.
Yeah.
So
we're believing there won't be crowds.
Most of the conversations in my household is like Abby just started freshman, so I'm like 4 more years and they're all gone. So I think Elisa's starting to get to this place where wherever she sees somebody with a kid, she's sort of like,
no,
oh, they're
just
so
the
cute.
Twins. The
I'm
twins
like, yeah, they're
so
done.
Cute.
No, we're not doing any more kids.
And
we're
Ross and Ashley are getting, there's going to be another baby next year in the spring. Like, it's like my whole baby fix, right? Yeah. We don't actually have to have
anymore. Oh, we're not going to.
We're
done. I am not.
Take a deep breath. You're like sweating.
I know.
No more babies. Send your Irish for a week. No, we're good. Thank you.
I'm actually okay.
We still have 2 teenagers in the house. Like, it's not like we're done. Right?
So,
Senior freshman.
I know. Is there anything else, you guys? It's been awesome. We just want to make sure that if you have any questions or anything, don't hesitate to ask now. Definitely jump on in the Facebook group. You may see and notice that we're a little quieter. Us. Even on the Facebook group right now, it's just we've been working a ton, just trying to get some things done. And we're there. We're still there. We're still reading. We may not be responding as much, but know that we're there. Continue to encourage one another. Things come up. Again, I love Karen because she'll listen to an episode and she'll be like, hey, what's going on here? And really, one of the things I do enjoy is having that conversation about current podcast episodes that we are talking about. Or that we just release, because it just allows us to expand on that and share a little bit more than we can in the time we have on an episode.
So Ashton said we can borrow the babies.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
And Madeline. Oh, puppy.
Did you guys just get a puppy? What's up, Madeline? When did you get
this was supposed to be a foster puppy, but we adopted it.
Oh. Well, there you go.
So now we have a puppy and 2 kids on our
three.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. You're impressive.
The other dogs, so.
Give you guys credit. How many of you guys have dogs? Wow. A lot of you guys have dogs. Holy cow. Cats? No cats?
Ross is like, that is a big head.
Whoa.
Oh, Ashley wants a cat.
Oh, so everybody has dogs in here, no cats. Wow.
Well, we do have a cat, but she's like 20. I got her when I was in fourth grade, and she's super grumpy and old and hates everyone in the house.
Yeah. Sounds like a great cat to have.
Cat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like that can cause some problems in the marriage, but we'll let you guys handle that.
Leave the cat alone. It's all good. Just
gotta
leave her alone.
You're so okay. I am.
Ross says I can get a cat if it's hairless, and I just think those are ugly. So
those
I can't.
Are rats.
Right, they're just disgusting. But he doesn't like them to shed. So
I don't blame him.
You're not helping, Tony.
You're getting ready to have another baby.
So.
Man, I give you guys credit.
I'm just saying, do the baby thing first.
But wait, what did Ashton say? No animals have enough mouths to feed and poop to pick up. Yes, you do. yes you do.
We have too many allergies in our house to have any pets, so
that's a no.
We don't have any. I mean, I had a dog growing up, Once I left the house, I've never, well, I can't say never had a pet. I did have a pet iguana in college, which is not a good idea. So very odd pet to pick up while you're in college, but I did. And other than that, we have not had any pets. In our married life, we've never had a pet. You know that? Yeah, we've had fish.
We've had fish. Because our kids won fish at the fair or something like that, yeah.
And so we kept them.
Always the school fair. Goldfish. Seems like a good idea. Yeah. Not good for the marriage. I'm just saying. Fish, not good for the marriage.
They don't do anything, and it almost took us out. That's all right. It's one fish. All right, you guys. Anything else? I just love seeing little heads. I don't know. I just love seeing all of you, in all honesty. We'll keep you guys posted on conference coming up. Still trying to figure that piece out. Looks like the next one we will do, though, is in early next year. Just due to everything that we've gone through, just trying to see if things open up even more, because if we can go live, I'd rather us go live.
Mm-hmm. Meaning be in person.
Yeah, in person, not online.
Yeah.
So we're really gonna push for that early next year. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed and start trying to find places that'll be opened up and people being comfortable to come. And that's another big thing, and that's something that we do weigh and consider. So all right.
We'll keep you posted.
All right, you guys. Enjoy. Love you all. Love you guys. Enjoy your night. And this will be up by tomorrow. All right. Love you guys.
Look at like a cutie.